Good evening and welcome to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. The Missouri Symphony Orchestra's Hot Summer Nights Music Festival continues this evening with the annual Patriotic Pops Concert, and they have a lot of events happening over the next couple of weeks. We're going to tell you all about it with Jane Whitesides from the Missouri Symphony Orchestra on tonight's show, talking about concerts at the Missouri Theater and out in the community as well. The fact that we have the Missouri Theater to enjoy concerts in, and the Missouri Symphony Orchestra's commitment to playing in the community, has a lot to do with Hugo Vianella, the great founder of the Missouri Symphony Orchestra, passed away earlier this year, but we're going to go into our archives for an interview I did with him 12 or 13 years ago, talking about playing in the community. That's all ahead tonight, Thinking Out Loud. All right, it's Thinking Out Loud from KBIA. The Hot Summer Nights Music Festival with the Missouri Symphony Orchestra is just about concluded for the summer. Just a couple of weeks left, but still a lot of events going on, including one tonight. And we're here to talk about what's going on with the Missouri Symphony Orchestra with Jane Whitesides with the symphony. And welcome, Jane. Good to see
you. Thank you for having me, Darren.
You're very welcome. We've got a lot to get to, a lot of things to talk about in this half hour of our program. I want to start, though, with tonight. This is going to be running about 6:30 this evening. People still have about an hour or so to get over there. And this is one of the events that you guys do every year, and I've been to it before, and it's always such fun. Night before the 4th of July, it's Patriotic Pops.
That's right, Patriotic Pops. It's all things Americana. There's a lot of Sousa. There's a lot of singing. There's a lot of Broadway music.
Sure.
It's from the American Songbook. And we are fortunate to have a sponsor in Veterans United, and also to have our resident opera artists here for their final performance tonight. They will each be singing various songs from Broadway or from the songbook.
The Great American Songbook,
that's
as
right.
They call it. It's
that's
a marvelous
right.
stuff. And in addition to having patriotic music and kind of a 4th of July theme to the whole thing, there's always a salute to the veterans. There will be some on stage, but always in the audience as well. And I love that you take a moment to do that.
Yeah. In fact, we just had a rehearsal this afternoon with the VFW Color Guard, who will be on stage tonight representing all branches of the service. We will be playing their service songs.
Yes.
And people always very receptive to seeing these gentlemen on the stage, all of whom have served overseas in foreign wars.
The concert will be tonight, a 7:30 start for that, and of course it will be at the Missouri Theater. Jane Whitesides with us, and as we're talking about the Hot Summer Nights Music Festival, we want to spend most of the time we have this evening talking about the concerts that are to come in the days ahead. But as we talk about the Missouri Symphony Orchestra, you did a concert at the Missouri Theater earlier this year, honoring somebody who, of course, was so important to the Symphony Orchestra, to the preservation of that wonderful jewel, the Missouri Theater. And we had to say goodbye to him over the last year or so. And talk a little bit about Hugo, because I know you had a concert just a few weeks ago honoring Hugo Vianello.
We did. We did Verdi's Requiem, and it was in memory of Hugo Vianello, who, with his wife Lucy, in 1971, founded the Missouri Symphony Society. They had a youth orchestra at that time, and over the years, the organization has grown and changed a little bit. Now we have a fully professional orchestra. We also have a conservatory for students and several other projects that we do, all of which started with Hugo and Lucy, who were visionaries when it came to bring classical music to a town the size of Columbia. In those days was only about 60,000, I think, or something like that. And they stuck with it. And then when the theater was failing and looked to maybe just go under the wrecking ball, Hugo really had the idea to preserve it as an art center. And he worked very hard to make that happen, and managed to pull together the support to buy the theater, and then the society renovated it to a beautiful state, just like it was in 1928, with a lot of the original furnishings still there. They did sell the theater to the University of Missouri after that, because it was a lot.
Sure.
And it was probably a really good idea. The university has, you know, taken this on as a project. We're still housed there. We do almost all our concerts there.
Yes.
We love being in the building. But we can really thank Hugo and Lucy for making sure that this stayed in the community as a local resource.
Added the marvelous theater organ, did the renovations and everything. And I've seen everything there from very loud rock and roll shows to some wonderful classical performances. I saw Arlo Guthrie there a couple of years ago. It's a wonder for the community to have not just the orchestra, but the theater, as you say, and something that we might not have had without the vision of Hugo and Lucy. And it's certainly worth remembering his name as long as there's great music in our community for the role he played in that. Jane Whiteside's with us with the Missouri Symphony Orchestra. Since we last spoke with you, there is a new website to talk about, themosy, that's MOSY.org, and you can find information about all of the concerts coming up there, including tonight's Patriotic Pops concert, and that'll be at 7:30 this evening. Your next show coming up on July the 7th, which is, I think, Saturday this weekend, is a performance of the New World Symphony. And since I host Dvorak Diner every week on Classical 90.5 on our sister station, I know all about this one, a marvelous story behind it and such a beautiful work.
Yes, very much so. We haven't started rehearsing that as a full orchestra yet, so I haven't gotten to hear how it's all put together. That's going to be a great evening. We're not just doing the New World Symphony, but Chloe Trevor will be here to do Sibelius's violin concerto.
Mm-hmm.
And also we'll have a special performance of Leonard Bernstein's Overture to Candide, which will be conducted by our assistant conductor, Matthew Straw.
And I mentioned before we got on the air, like I'm sure a lot of people in this community, we've known Matthew Straw for a very long time. I remember him as a small boy, and it's marvelous that he's reached this point and working with you guys. It's going to be fun to see him get to conduct the orchestra.
Yeah, it will be. And this is his second year with us, so it's been a great relationship for both sides.
And it's marvelous that we talked earlier about the fact that a community the size of Columbia has this great orchestra, the New World Symphony, as we've mentioned on the program before, written in a small town in Iowa by Dvorak. So classical music isn't just for New York and L.A., y'all.
It's real Midwestern.
Absolutely. Missouri Symphony Orchestra, Jane Whitesides is our guest. And again, the website is themosy.org. And that Masterworks series performance again Saturday night with the New World Symphony and the other works that we mentioned, it's also going to be at the Missouri Theater.
Yes.
Okay. And then something that you guys get the opportunity to do quite a bit, and we'll talk about this more as we go along. But this coming Monday, July the 9th, would be the next concert. And this is a chamber recital, and you've been doing this for a while now, and it's at the Broadway Christian Church. And for people that haven't been there, it's a beautiful place. It's got a very nice sound to it, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, the chamber recitals is a series within Hot Summer Nights that we have each year. And the repertoire is put together by the musicians themselves. They form their own ensembles. It might be a quintet, it might be a trio, it could be a duet or a quartet, and they choose the works. They practice on their own. Sometimes they do their own arranging, and they offer a really wide variety of music, including modern composers as well as, you know, the standards, and some obscure standards, which are really fun because there's a little history behind how all these pieces come together. And it's very enjoyable because it's a very intimate atmosphere there. It's perfect for chamber. And we have a whole new audience. We have people who only go to the chamber recitals because they like that atmosphere. They like being in a small place. They like getting to know the musicians. And I would say over the years, many of the audience members have made friends with musicians. And they're all required to perform at some point at a chamber recital.
Okay.
So it includes everybody in the orchestra they don't all play at every one. We usually have three. This year, one of the chamber recitals was actually an evensong at the Methodist Church, which was a new thing for us for the Methodist Church concert series. But normally it's three in the chamber series. So.
Okay. And again, that's going to be over at Broadway Christian Church. There are tickets for that one, but they're pretty reasonably priced.
Yes, so. They are. And I think they're $13,
okay.
Something like that.
Yep.
And you can buy them at the door or you can buy them at the theater beforehand.
And kids' tickets available as well. And the chamber recitals tend to be just a little bit shorter sometimes. And that might be something that if you're trying to introduce somebody to classical music is a thing to think about.
The only problem sometimes would be as we near the end and everybody's required to play, we have a few more ensembles than we thought.
Oh, yes. Trying to get concerts for everybody.
Trying to get themselves in there, right?
I bet. TheMosi.org is the website. You can get tickets for that for tonight's Patriotic Pops concert or the concert Saturday night. And then this is something that we were talking about before, and I think this is really a wonderful thing to mention with the orchestra, is the fact that we talked about its founding. We talked about the vision of the Vianellos and having an orchestra in our community, and that's great, not just for the big concerts in the theater, but you guys get out of the community quite a bit and do a lot of free concerts and a lot of things in different spots. You're going to be doing one of the free family concerts this coming Tuesday night, a week from tonight, over at the library.
Yeah, we love going there. This is a concert that normally is a book set to music.
Oh, cool.
So we will have a dramatic reading of the book, and really, you have not seen anything until you see Kirk as Ferdinand the Bull.
I love it.
And we'll just have a few musicians there, but they, you know, play music that is appropriate to the story. And I believe this year we're going to include an instrument petting zoo for the children,
which
we do at most of our family concerts at the theater, but we're going to do that at the library too, which allows the children to get really close to the instruments, talk to the musicians, maybe even try out the instruments. That's a fun thing for kids.
Sure. And
part of our vision is to touch people with music, and our mission has to do with education and mentoring young performers. So this all fits right into what we like to do.
All of us that love classical music had at some point somebody introduce us to it. We weren't all born at the age of 60 wearing a tuxedo or a fine dress and going to a classical concert. We had it introduced to us, and concerts like this are probably, for a lot of people, the way it gets started, isn't it?
It is. And you know, when I first started here 3 years ago, I took a phone call in the office from a woman who wanted to sign her daughter up for our conservatory. And they had just moved here from St. Louis. And I asked her, how did you know about us? And she said, we used to live in Columbia. And she said, when my daughter was 4 years old, we went to a family concert at the Missouri Theater, and you had this petting zoo. And she fell in love with the violin. And she said, we started violin lessons, and now she's 8, and she wants to play with the conservatory. That, to me, said we were doing something right.
Outstanding, outstanding. Jane Whiteside's with Missouri Symphony Orchestra, and like a fine musician, let's use that as the opportunity to segue and talk about the opportunities that you have with your conservatory and other opportunities for young people to get involved with music.
Well, we do have a conservatory that has 4 orchestras. A new one that we started last year is Overture Strings, which is for kids who are just starting to learn to read music.
Okay.
Those are usually second and third graders, maybe
First
graders sometimes. And it's just strings. So if you play the violin or the cello or the bass, you can join that orchestra. Then our Junior Sinfonia is for grades like 3 through 8, children who've been playing usually 2 years or 3 years. The Young Artist Philharmonic is mostly high school students. And then we have a Chamber Players Orchestra Ensemble, which is for our most accomplished players.
Mm-hmm.
So we offer each level opportunities for people to perform in full orchestra or in ensemble, to learn music theory, to learn history, and to have fun, which is one of the things that I think is really important when you're learning something or participating in something. The goal is to really have fun. And we have really increased our opportunities for these kids to perform in the community over the last couple of years. We've played for True Falls Film Festival. We've played at the Methodist Church. Of course, they always play at some retirement centers during the year. We just formed a new partnership with Central Methodist University, where they performed 2 concerts with the conservatory choir over there, and some high school choirs too.
Beautiful.
And it was a great opportunity for them to play with an 80-voice choir, which they don't get to do here.
For a school that size and a community that size, it's worth mentioning CMU has a marvelous fine arts program and some great vocal music ensembles there at Central Methodist, so it's neat that you get a chance to go out there and do that.
Well, and we have a little partnership with them too, with our resident opera artist who we just took there last week to do a recital at the Swinney Music Conservatory.
Yes, so. Yes, and beautiful location there as well. We are talking about the Missouri Symphony Orchestra Hot Summer Nights Music Festival. It's about 2 weeks left in the season, including a concert tonight, the Patriotics Pops concert at set 7:30 at the Missouri Theater. It's Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. I'm Darren Helwedge with Jane Whitesides from the Missouri Symphony Orchestra. Well, we mentioned next Tuesday night the family concert Tales and Scales over at the library, and then you have another free family concert the next night. Anything spooky? Tell me about that.
Well, it'll be all spooky music, and children and their parents are invited to come in costume if they want. We'll have a little contest for the best spooky costume. We will have the instrument petting zoo also, but we will also have our most popular feature, which is the Parade of the Semiconductors. All the children are invited to come to the stage and conduct the orchestra. This is a hit with everybody, and they love swinging those batons around. And we do this for all the family concerts in the theater, and we also do it. We do a free concert at Shelter Gardens, and it's usually on Father's Day, and we let the fathers conduct. And this year we had a great parade of fathers conducting the orchestra.
Getting up on that stage is a lot of fun. I got to do that last year at the holiday concert and had a great time with that. They had me playing a very, very tiny drum. And for people that only know me from the radio and don't know me from real life, I'm a pretty large fellow. And so me and this little tiny drum cut quite a sight. But it's so great to be up on the stage. And I'm sure the kids are going to enjoy that very much, getting up there to conduct the orchestra.
And just to say, you were a very effective drummer.
Thank you. I enjoyed myself a lot with that. That was really a fun show, and I'm looking forward, hopefully, to doing that again sometime. We're talking about the Missouri Symphony Orchestra again. themosy.org is the website, and a concert then coming up a little later on in the month in July the 13th. And I am originally from Oklahoma, and I love telling this story. My grandmother was from the Ozarks. She was from this little bitty town in Arkansas, and she talked about the radio station that she listened to, and people would ask her about this station. It was this little AM country station out of Tulsa, and she'd say, "Oh, that's the station where they don't know that Bob Wills died." Exactly in those words. Asleep at the Wheel is coming to town. This is the old-style Western swing. This is going to be so much fun. I'm delighted you're bringing these guys in.
Well, we're really excited about it. It's something new for us.
Yes.
Now, they do play with symphonies. They've played with the Fort Worth Symphony, with the Midland Symphony, a bunch of others. And they are thoroughly nice guys. I personally am a big fan of Bob Wills, so their music is really enchants me in a lot of ways. They have a following around here. There's 8 musicians in the band, and they will be playing on July 13th. We have a street dance beforehand with the Honky Tonk Renovators on 9th Street in front of the theater. And Broadway Brewery is doing a beer sampling also that night. So we're going to get everybody in the mood, dancing, and ready to hear them play.
And that's marvelous. First of all, I've seen them before, and they are fantastic musicians, so perfectly appropriate for them to be playing with the symphony. But again, this kind of gets back to what we were talking about before, which is getting the orchestra and getting this style of music open to a different audience.
Well, you know, we offer, for Hot Summer Nights, we always offer chamber, masterworks, and pops.
Yes.
And each one of those has its own audience. Not that there's not some crossover, but we are like every orchestra in America. We need to build new audience. So whatever we can do to excite people and get them connected to the music, that's what we want to do. I mean, we find if we can get people in the theater to hear a concert, they want to come back.
Yes.
Because I'm going to tout our orchestra just a little bit. A lot of people don't know our orchestra is made up of people from all over the world. They come here for 6 weeks in the summer. They play 24 to 26 concerts, and then they go back to their home orchestras. But it's an opportunity to hear some people that you would never get to hear.
Yes.
And they're very accomplished. Each brings, you know, just a wealth of talent, and they mesh together. We don't have the same orchestra every summer. We have some core players who've been coming for years, but we get new players each summer. And we have several new ones this year who have just been terrific. I mean, they've stepped up and performed solos or been, you know, a real part of the orchestra. So it's an opportunity for people to hear an orchestra in Columbia that they would never hear anywhere else.
And Kirk Trevor, the conductor, is sort of the person that it revolves around each. How long has he been here now?
He is his 18th year.
My word. Okay. I still think of him in the back of my mind as the new conductor.
Right. I know. People do, of course.
I've been here a few years longer than that, but he's been here for quite a while and obviously doing a marvelous job with the orchestra.
Well, he has, you know, Kirk has an international conducting reputation, and he has connections to musicians all over the world. That's why we get the orchestra we do. And this year, just before Hot Summer Nights, he brought the International Conductors Workshop here to Columbia, the first time it's ever been here. And 18 young conductors, upcoming conductors, came here for 4 days and did all these workshops. And then they did a performance at the Missouri United Methodist Church. Each one got to conduct. It was sort of like a very sophisticated version of our Parade of the Semiconductors. They would come up, they got to play a little longer, and the music was a little more dramatic.
Yes.
But it was a great opportunity for people in Columbia to sort of see how conductors work and learn, and the level of skill that's required to really be at the top of your profession.
Indeed, indeed. Missouri Symphony Orchestra, Hot Summer Nights. Again, the website is themosi.org. And it all wraps up in just a couple of weeks, the Orchestral Fireworks Show. We talked about the fact that tonight we've got the Patriotic Pops Orchestral Fireworks, another appropriate show for being in July and around Independence Day. So tell us a little more about
that. Orchestral Fireworks is a standard for us, and it's usually something that Kirk puts together with a variety of music, and we usually have a special guest artist. This year, Svetlana Smolina, who is a Russian pianist with a very big following, will be here playing Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1. We also be doing William Tell Overture and some Wagner and some Ravel. So it's going to be a really great concert. We're looking forward to it.
I bet. And that, again, is going to be coming up July 14th. Tickets for that and all of these shows are going to be available through the website, again, themosi.org. So a couple of weeks left in the Hot Summer Nights Music Festival, but you guys have stuff happening all through the year, don't you?
We do. And to go back to the conservatory for a minute, the auditions for that are August 25th. And they can just call the office at 875-0600 or look online for information about where those auditions are. Now, the Overture Strings is a non-audition orchestra, but the others you do audition for. We have scholarships available for tuition. We love having new students, and we will be kicking off in September our first rehearsals. Then we'll have our normal fall programming, the Holiday Home Tour, and then Symphony of Toys, our concert, plus our third grade program concert in November, which is a partnership with the Columbia Public Schools. We bring every third grader in Columbia to the theater for a concert.
Oh, great.
It is. We started this 2 years ago, and it has been a huge success for us. A lot of these children have never been to the Missouri Theater, and many of them have never seen a live concert. So talk about introducing kids to music in a beautiful setting, this is the place. And there are too many third graders to do in one performance, so we do two back-to-back, and we also invite all the private schools and all the religious schools to send their kids also who are in the third grade. And it's a great program. It's about building an orchestra, so we talk about, you know, all the layers of the orchestra, starting with the strings and how each thing fits in there, and play a concert for the kids.
Fantastic. Again, the information at 875-0600, or you can go to the website, themosi.org. That's themosi.org. All of the information you need to order tickets is there, starting with tonight's Patriotic Pops concert. Patriotic Pops, people can just show up at the door
they
for tonight.
They can, and people can also buy tickets at the box office at the theater.
Yes.
Or they can call the box office at the theater, and I believe that's 882-3741, but don't quote me on it. I might be wrong.
Website's the best bet if you're not sure about that. So themosi.org. All right. Well, Jane Whiteside's again, the concert tonight at 7:30, and a lot more going on in the next couple of weeks. And I hope you have a wonderful time. We thank you for coming in this evening.
Well, thank you so much for having me, dear, and I appreciate it.
And our thanks once again to Jane Whiteside for being our guest over from the Missouri Symphony Orchestra on tonight's Thinking Out Loud. In our closing moments, we also want to take a moment, as the symphony did earlier this year, and remember the founder and original conductor of the Missouri Symphony Orchestra and the man who, for all of us in the community, saved the Missouri Theater. Hugo Vianello died earlier this year on March 30th at the age of 92 years old. When Thinking Out Loud was brand new more than 12 years ago, we had Maestro Vianello on the program. And as we talked with Jane this evening on the show about the commitment the orchestra has to making sure that its music and its performances are accessible for everybody in the community, I recall talking with Hugo about the fact that he grew up in a family without a lot of money, and yet music was still a part of his life.
Well, Dad, when he found out he had a son, Dad, who was a violinist and really quite a good one, he came to the little crib and put a piece of music on the crib, hoping that someday I would wind up being a musician.
Your father was a musician.
He was. Unfortunately, he wasn't really able to make a very good living from that, so he had what he called an avocation, which, of course, put food on the table. And, and he was a machinist also, and a tool and die maker.
Okay.
But he had a little orchestra that used to play and in the New York area. And as a matter of fact, he coached me for the first job that I had playing the violin for a wedding. And didn't get paid very much. I remember that the first job that I had was, which really wasn't too bad, $5 I received for playing for a couple of hours.
And you grew up, I understand, in New York, and there's got to be some advantages of being in a city with that much culture, that much diversity, as opposed to some of the musicians in my family who grew up in very small towns and had, you know, the type of music that was around them and were very talented, but were only really exposed to a couple of different types of music. You must have had a lot of different things going on around you.
Well, of course, there were symphonies to listen to. There were operas to go to. Of course, the Met is there, but I didn't have money to go to the Met. But there used to be a company that actually gave concerts or gave operas in at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. And there it was really kind of neat because for a dollar, you could go and listen to the opera. Interestingly enough, later on when I became a professional musician, I used to be hired by the same company to play for these operas that I used to go to listen to.
A few moments of a visit from many years ago on this program, actually in the first year of this show, 2004, 2005 in that area. And he actually made us very welcome in his home and was a dear friend for the rest of his life. Hugo Vianello, of course, the original conductor and music director for the Missouri Symphony Orchestra, who passed away earlier this year and was recognized by the Missouri Symphony Orchestra earlier this season. As we mentioned, they finished their Hot Summer Nights Music Festival over the next couple of weeks, including a concert tonight at the Missouri Theater, 7:30 start time for that, for the Patriotic Pops concert. And that is our program for this week, Thinking Out Loud on KBI Air. Thanks to our earlier guest, Jane Whitesides, for being on the program, and thanks to you for listening. You can find more at our website, kbia.org. Just click on Programs for Thinking Out Loud. We'll be back next Tuesday with another Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. Till then, I'm Darren Helwedge. Have a great evening.